Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome back to Seller Notes. We've been off the air for a few weeks while the pandemic has been unfolding. And like a lot of you, we are hunkering down at home. Just so you know, we're phoning this in, and Hugh's at his place, I'm at my place. But Hugh, just because we're going through this isolation doesn't mean we can't treat ourselves every now and then.
Absolutely not, although a lot of people, I think, have been accusing me of phoning it in for years. In any event, no, we're going to talk a little bit about some Chilean wines, which we have always felt were pretty good values. For a long time, the reds were significantly superior to the whites, but I'm glad to report that the whites are finally beginning to catch up, and the values are great, so it's a nice thing to discover.
It really is, and I remember distinctly 20 years ago, the Chilean whites, it just wasn't a whole lot of there, but there certainly is now.
No, it's come a long way. I tried three different producers. I tried two Sauvignon Blancs and a Chardonnay. And let me just jump right in. The first producer is a company called Las Casas de Vaquería. And this is a Sauvignon Blanc from the Mall Valley. This is also, it's a 2019, and it's called the Corral A18, which is not some place where we keep horses. It's actually the name of a vineyard. This is a pretty nice bottle of wine, greenish yellow color. It's got nice aromatics of sort of lime zest, grapefruit with some nice minerality and some good crisp acidity. And you get this really sort of nice, elegant package, and it's all wrapped up for about $11 a bottle. So it's
really, wow.
Yeah, it's a really good value. From another producer called Casa de Basque, this is a Reserva Sauvignon Blanc from the 2017 vintage. This is definitely different from the Las Casas de Vaquería. This is going to be a little bigger, a little more full-bodied. Again, you get some sort of lime zest and pear in the aromatics, but it's fleshy with really good acidity. And what I really thought was attractive about this is there's this really interesting tension sort of between the structure and the overall, the way the flavors hit your palate. It's lively, it's solid, it's really good. $13.
How much?
$13.
Wow. That sounds like a very interesting wine.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Now, the Sauvignon Blancs historically were the better of the whites coming out of Chile, in my opinion. And I think that that's still probably true, but the Chardonnays used to really disappoint. And I just had one that was really solid. It's from a producer called Viña Arboleda. This is a 2018 Chardonnay. This is from the Aconcagua Costa region. Mm-hmm. Aconcagua is, I think, the highest peak in the Andes. So this is probably some upper tier vineyards. This is almost Californian in style in that it has that sort of tropical fruit roundness. But with lovely subdued oak and good crisp acidity, this shapes up to be a really attractive bottle of Chardonnay. A little more money than the prior things we've talked about, but at $20, this is still a really good value.
Well, it sure sounds like it. And we're going to put all of these selections on our website. You can check them out. And you can also find out how to get a hold of these wines. And in general, go out and support your wine merchants. They're staying open for us, and they really need our help. And support restaurants with the carryout, all that good stuff. Enjoy yourselves hunkering down. We'll see you next week. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.